The bill recently passed by lawmakers would make big changes to the Children in Need of Services system, or CHINS system. Under current law, which is similar to a contract, a child issued to the CHINS system by a judge is required to meet specific guidelines to solve problems. Depending on the case, a troubled youth could receive counseling, educational guidance, or other human services, including being placed in a foster home. The overhaul legislation, if signed into law, would set up a window of time for intervention before the child is handled by juvenile court, where the cases are currently dealt with. Lead sponsor of the bill, State Senator Karen Spilka, says that CHINs are often labeled in a negative way and that the bill hopes to remove the stigma they face. The overhaul includes a change in the name of the program from CHINs to FACES, or Family and Children Engaged in Services. Senator Spilka explains.
Kids are stigmatized and referred to as CHINs kids, whether it be in school or by adults, they're saying, oh, you know, these are CHINs kids.
Senator Spilka said that the reform is needed to support children who may have missed out on school, which could be caused due to domestic problems or family illness, from becoming seen as second class.
But none of these kids have ever committed crimes, but they're referred to court, and parents are often told, take a CHINS petition. Literally, they said, take a CHINS petition out against your kid. You'll get the services you need. That in and of itself shows how adversary it is. Take a CHINS petition out against your kid. You'll get the services.
Ellen Klein is Senior Vice President at Robert F. Kennedy Children's Action Corps, a group that supports the bill. He says that critics of the legislation might consider the overhaul's focus on intervention before the child is handled by the courts a weakness, but he disagrees.
Critics will say, well, you need the courts because, you know, you need some backup, you need some teeth to this if the family doesn't come through. Well, that could be the second step. This would be the first step, which a lot of children and family, I think, will respond to.
Glenn Kuchar, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Association of School Committees, hopes that the reforms will make it easier for agencies that help children to better communicate and coordinate services.
Kids who are served by multiple agencies may find that a lot of the agencies are unwilling to share information and share services. They're generally underfunded because these agencies have not been able to keep up with the rate of inflation, and we hope that the CHINS bill will help to generate not only additional resources but personal energy and commitment to help serving kids in greatest social and economic need.
Senator Spilka also added that by helping keep individuals out of the criminal justice system when they're children would help keep them out of the criminal justice system when they're adults. The bill is currently awaiting signature from Governor Deval Patrick. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.